good day for our church family.
Amen.
We can open up our baptistry, have a pool of water, share the moment when someone is connecting their life with the Lord Jesus in water baptism. You know, all that's required is enough water to put someone beneath the water with Christ Jesus. We have that here. In the book of Acts, and we'll put verses 36 and 37 on the screen for you. But when the man Philip was riding across the desert in a chariot with the Ethiopian eunuch, and they had the scroll of Isaiah open, and they were reading. And Philip was witnessing, talking to the Ethiopian eunuch about his need for Christ. And they, as they came along there, I like the dialogue here that takes place in these two verses. It's just so special. It says, and as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, he said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered him and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Isn't that special? The simplicity of taking this step with the Lord Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What's interesting here is, as it follows, as it says Philip and the eunuch, the Ethiopian man, went down into the water. And it says that Philip baptized him. We have water here this morning, and Charlie Green has made his acknowledgement that of his need to go down into the water and connect his life in faith and obedience to Christ Jesus. Charlie and I have talked recently several times. And he believes that he needs to do this so that he can be sure that he is on the right road to the kingdom of God. And Charlie has been a marvelous part of our church. And he said, I don't know why I put it off. And I don't know why I put it off, but I did. The important thing is I have told Charlie that he's doing it. It's interesting that Charlie is 85 years old. And a few weeks ago, Michael Dow was baptized when he was 13 years old. And, you know, it's interesting about Michael. We'll move along here. But the next time I had for his baptism, I was preaching about the three roads. And Michael sat there and he wrote down all the scriptures. And he diagrammed the sermon, the three roads. And when church was over, he made a beeline to me, and he showed that to me, and it was just beautiful. He had the scriptures written, he had the roads, and he said, I've traveled this road, talking about the road to Damascus and baptism, and I need to make sure that I travel the other roads. Beautiful, 13 years old. Charlie is 85 years old. And I want to tell you folks that it's never too early and it's never too late. Never too early and it's never too late. No matter if you're 13 or 85, today is the day of salvation. I like the words of that come out of heaven when Jesus is baptized in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. If you look at these words on the screen. You know, Jesus went to the Jordan River and he set us an example. And he said, let it happen to fulfill all righteousness. And he went down into the water. He came up out of the water. His voice out of heaven, the Heavenly Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You know, I believe that God is just as happy today as he was with Jesus. But Charlie Green goes down into the water, God, our Heavenly Father, is going to be just as happy today. And he's going to be saying, this is my beloved Son. Because we're sons and daughters of God, aren't we? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I want to read just the words of the book of Romans chapter 6. We're going to look at verses 3 through 5 because I think this is the greatest explanation of water baptism that we have in the Bible, of what it means and the meaning that God gave it. And after I read this, John Brand is going to come up and lead you in the verse of the hymn while we prepare for baptism. And when I go down, I would like to have Charlie, would you come and join me? And John, Chris, would you come and join me? John here?
Yes, I'm right here.
He's out. Okay. There he is. He's ready. So John will come and join us. And Mike, you can come and join us too if we're there. After we baptize Charlie, Mike is going to put a towel, give him a towel, put a blanket around him, and he's going to go home so that he don't get chilled. And then next Sabbath, at the concluding of our worship, we will lay our hands on Charlie and have the elders pray for him and welcome him into our church family. He's been such a beautiful part of that. But let's read these verses. You follow them as I read. It says, know ye not that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Special. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together, that's with Christ, planted together in the likeness of his death. Notice that it says in the likeness of his death, going down into the water, coming up out of the water, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Special, special verses that tell us, every one of us, how important it is that we come to the day, whether we're 13 or whether we're 85, that we make our personal decision for our very own self that we're going to go down into this water with Jesus and connect our life with him.